Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And now I'm thrilled to welcome Michaela Cougar onto the show. Good morning, Michaela.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Well, tired, but fantastic.
Yeah.
So we're here to talk about Still Mine, the fourth single of your new project.
Yes.
Talk
very excited.
Sorry,
I'm to just... be releasing this project. Sorry, you go.
I'm just trying to fix my headphones because, of course, they would pick this moment to. All right, I've got it. Apologies.
Play up.
Talk me through the song.
It's like a indie pop track. It's the poppiest out of the singles I've released so far. So usually I would like say I'm very like indie rock, but yeah, this is leaning more poppy-ish. It's still got some like quirky weird layers in there, otherwise it would not be me.
Sure.
So it doesn't, I feel like it still sounds cohesive with the rest of the tracks, but yeah, it's more of a kind of short, snappy indie pop rock kind of track. And and yeah, it's kind of written about,
I was gonna say, it's a bit of a breakup tune, is it?
Yeah, the other ones have been very like mental health. Control, Pity Party, and The Brain Song have been all about mental health, and then this song, yeah, is about a relationship breakup track, but it's still like fun-ish.
Sure.
I don't think people listen to it and cry. They'd be like, well, yeah, I get it. and it's kind of like a good feeling. I don't know. It makes me feel good anyways. It's like a bit of tongue-in-cheek kind of fun.
Awesome. I mean, there's so many breakup songs that are just, you know, tears down the face, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want...
Which is like totally necessary sometimes, but yeah, this one did kind of come from a sad place, but was also just a bit of fun as well. It's like that phase when you're like over it, but then it just randomly hits you on a Tuesday afternoon at your local supermarket in the parking lot, and you're like,
absolutely.
Oh, I think I still have a soft spot for them, and I wonder if they do for me too. So
sure.
You're not as like in the heartbreak of it. But yeah.
Awesome. And I see that it went through the hands of a few people production wise. Is that, is that new?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. I wrote it 100% myself, on guitar in my bedroom, on my bedroom floor. And I recorded the vocals and just used a drum loop and the guitar in my bedroom, which the guitar and the vocals and the drums are from that demo.
Sure.
And they were tweaked a bit here and there, but like most of it is from that demo. And then, yeah, I started it with Buzz, and then I finished it with Tom Broom, and it was really cool to link up with Tom Broom. Buzz had to kind of go off and do his own stuff. So through that, someone told me about Tom Broom, and he was so excited to work on it, and that just felt really meant to be. I learned so much working from him, just like about myself as an artist. I felt like he really like trusted me as an artist, so was like very much encouraging me just to take lead and just did what I suggested. And yeah, that was really cool. It kind of gave me extra confidence. Yeah, and that's how it finished.
Awesome. Awesome. So it's the fourth single off a project. Does the project have a date or a...
It has a name.
Sure.
But I don't want to share it just yet. But it doesn't have a date because I'm just... because I'm like independent, I really want to put... I'm definitely going to put it out before the end of the year, but... But yeah, because I'm like fully independent, it's like I want to do videos for all the songs that I want to do videos for, and I don't have like funding right now. So I have like a few people who are helping me with the filming, but it just kind of depends when we can get that done. So I just take it like one step at a time.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I want to get things out as soon as possible, but it's kind of a slow ride at the moment. But yeah, there's some fun things to come that I've planned.
Things to look forward to.
Yeah.
Awesome. 2:30. You mentioned that it was a short, sharp track.
It's actually even shorter. I wrote that wrong. It's actually 2:12.
Awesome. I mean, listen, as a long-time punk fan, certainly growing up, and a pop-punk fan growing up, 2:12 is an ideal time.
Yeah. I love pop-punk music. I've actually started making some new demos for my next project that is very, like, pop-punky.
Awesome. I thought...
Not to go off topic.
Well, I thought... I was going to say that when we... We actually talked when we were doing the one for the interview for Pity Party. I was covering Zach that week as well. And that one had an edge to it that I felt was sort of, you know, had a bit of that pop-punk edge to it.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that more of it would go in that direction. So I'm glad to hear that you're indulging that part of the songwriting.
Yeah. This project that Still Mine is part of is kind of like... I view it kind of more as like a singer-songwritery kind of thing, even though like the Brain Song and Pity Party are more kind of indie rocky. But as a whole, I kind of view it more of like a kind of intimate singer-songwriter thing. But yeah, I've been working on my next project and it's very different and it's very, way more in that direction.
Awesome. Like you say, we shouldn't get sidetracked. We are talking about the track. I'll let the audience in on the fact that you're coming to me live from your car.
I am.
So I'll let you go. But is there anything that you would? Is there anyone you'd like to shout out before we play the track? Is there any inspiration?
My gosh, putting me on the spot. The first person that came to my mind was my friend Zion, even though he has nothing to do with the project.
But there you go. That means Zion's there. Zion's a rock.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. I went to music school with him, and he's always like supported me and been there with me. So I'll shout out Zion.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, we'll play it now, I suppose. New Zealand Music Month as well. Oh, I meant to ask. New Zealand Music Month. Give us a handful of New Zealand favorites, just off the top.
I really like Molly Payton.
Absolutely.
I can't remember where I saw her music first, but I really like her music a lot.
So shout out Zion. Shout out Molly Payton.
Shout out Zach. Yeah.
And shout out Still Mine. Well, thank you so much for coming on this morning, Michaela. And I look forward to the music videos, especially when they're.
Yay, me too. Thanks so much for interviewing me. All good. I really appreciate the support from you guys.
All good. We'll see you next time. And I promise.
Enjoy Still Mine.
I promise Zach will be here next. Zach will not.
Oh, that's fine. I've enjoyed chatting to you as well. So
fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right. Enjoy your day, Michaela.
All right. See you later.
I'm so up and down. One minute I'm moving along, the next I'm so down and out. Have you locked your gate? Is there a secret passageway for me? I know, just in case. Yeah. Tell me it didn't mean it when you said you wish you'd go back in time and take back.
Now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.